Gemara of Zara, Daf Ayin Heyam Beis. The Mishnah tells us that Halakech Litashmish Min Oidek Echavim, when a person buys a vessels for eating from a non-Jew, from a Gentile, as Shadarka Lahadvil Yatvil, what the derech is to be toivil, one should be toivil, lahagil yagil. And one has to do hagolo, and one has to kasha, one has to kasher. So the Gemara darshans, ton of a kulin trichin tvila barbaim saw. The halacha is, kalim, vessels that are used, that you eat off of, are require tvila and 40 saw in a kasher mikvah. So the Gemara says, minani mili, how do we know this? Amar Rava, damar kra, the pasuk tells us in this week's parsha, the parsha's matais, called Dover Asher Yavav Eish Tavir Ba'esh V'Toher Ha'isav Locha Kosav Tara Cheres. It's telling us another way of being Metaher. Tani Bar Kapar Mitech Shen Emar B'mei Nida Shemei Ani Shetzar Chaza Shivas Shlishi V'Shvi Tamiloy Mar Ach. So the Gemara Darshins from the Pasuk Ach Es Hazov Es HaKosav Es HaNechoish Es HaBarzel Es HaBdil Es HaYforas. The Gemara lists off, the Pasuk lists off various types of metals. So the Gemara darshes from here that a person has a chiv to be toivel, kalim. And the famous halacha, that if you buy a metal kli that's made out of metal, or midrabanan, out of glass, the halacha is you have to bring it to the mikvah and you have to toivel it in a kasher mikvah. So this is a big sugya. I'd like to focus this evening on one nekuda, one part of the halachas of tefilas kalim. And that is the halachas of being toivel kalim on Shabbos. As we'll see, whether or not is it mutter to take a kli and be toivel it on Shabbos. Let's say someone comes Erev Shabbos and brings you a knife, for example, to cut the challah, or brings you glasses, or brings you a kli. It's right before Shabbos. You didn't have a chance. You want to use it by the Shabbos meal. Is it mutter to be toivel on Shabbos or not? And with this sugya comes, really, it's a shas sugya, because as we'll see, we'll touch on various other halachas that relate to various other dinim throughout Shas. The Gemara in Beya, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, tells us, and it's speaking there about kalim, about being toivel kalim from tuma to tahara. In other words, when we talk about tefilas kalim, there are really two types of tefilas. One is being toivel the kli from a state of tuma to a state of become tahar. And that was Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam. If you were eating truma or you were eating something else, kodshim, you couldn't use a vessel which was tamei. So you had to be toivel it. It could be tamei for an array of reasons. So you would take it and you would be toivel it in the mikvah in order for it to become tahar. Bizman Hazeh, I'm going to say to our rabbim, we're in the 3 weeks, Zman, we're misavel on the churban bayis. This is another thing, we're misavel. We don't have these dinim of kodshim, of trumas. We don't have it, so we can only learn about them. The more negayah is manazah of tvila is tvilas kalim. When we say tvilas kalim, this is what we think of. And that is, as the Gemara said, when a person buys a kli from a guy, the halach is you have to be toivel it in a kasher mikvah. The Gemara in Beya is speaking about being metaher, or being metaher a kli, bringing it to a mikvah, and being toivel it from tuma to tahara. And the Rishonim, as we're going to see, are going to possibly learn out from this halacha to our din of being toivel a challah knife, or being toivel a crystal or a becher on Shabbos. So Dr. Gemara, the Gemara is going on the mission, and the Gemara makes a statement. The kuli alma miyas kli b'Shabbos loy. Everybody agrees in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin that to take a kli on Shabbos and be toivel it, to go from a state of tumah to become tahar, everybody agrees it's aser. So the Gemara asks why. You know, how do you know this? What's the isser of being toivel a kli on Shabbos from tumah? So the Gemara gives four terutzim. There are four different mandamrim. Rava Amar, Rava says, Gzeira Shema Yitlenu Biyodai V'Avirena Dalan Amas B'Shus HaRabim. Chazal were afraid that you would take this kli and you would carry it for Amas and Rishus HaRabim, and you would be over on Haitzah, you would carry it in the street, and therefore they made a Gzeira no tefilas kalim. So Dr. Gemara, this is the same reason we have by Shofar on Shabbos. We don't blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We don't take Lulav and Esrog when Sukkot falls out. The first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, or for that matter, any day of Chol HaMoed when we don't take Shabbos. Shem Yavirana. And Megillah, we don't lane when Purim falls out on Shabbos, as it does. Shushan Purim could be on Shabbos, as we'll touch on later. So then in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, where normally they lay in Tesvav, they don't lay, they can't lay in Tesvav, you have to lay it on your Dalad. Why? Shemayavi ran a Dalad Amos Bisharam. So Dr. Gemara, I'll give you another case. Rava. Rava's famous reason applies to the case of Tulas Kalim. The Gemara continues and says, that was actually Rava's reason. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Gzeir Mishum Schita. We're afraid you're going to do Schita, you're going to squeeze the Kli. Now you have to realize when we talk about Kalim, when you touch the word Kli into English, so you hear the word, you think the word vessel. And when you hear the word vessel, you think of a dish, you think of a becher, you think of a glass. That's a kli. That's when you hear the word kli. But in Lashon HaKodesh, the word kli means a vessel, can mean a shirt. It could mean any item which is finished. In fact, the shirish of the word kli is koil, is complete, to finish off. Any item which has been finished could become tomei, could be, it has to become tahar, it's mekabel tuma. That's any kli. So many such kalim, if you took a shirt that became tameh and you were toivel it on Shabbos, so you're gonna squeeze it out. So Chazal made a takana, the halach is its osur. Rabbi Bibi says, Shema Yisha. We're afraid that you're gonna hold on to it. Because you're gonna say it like this. It's Monday afternoon, your kli becomes tameh, and you're busy. Who has time Monday to go to mikveh to be toivel it? Busy Tuesday. Shabbos, right? I'll go Friday night when I go to shul. So Nachmarev, I'll toivel it and I'll bring it home when I have more time. And what's going to happen? So as you know, you leave a kli sitting around that's tameh, so someone's going to use it. You know it's tameh, but your son, he'll pick it up. It's sitting around. So it's a gzeira that don't leave things sitting around. So don't leave it for Shabbos when you have time, because you're gonna make a mistake. Someone's going to make a mistake. Toivel it right away, and no one will make a mistake. There won't be any problems. The fourth reason, Zak Rava, again the first was Rava, and the last one is Rava. Nira kimisaken. It looks like you're being misaken something. What does that mean? As we know, there's a halacha of tikkun mana. Tikkun mana is osur, makab apatish. To finish off something, to fix something is osur. If you have a chair, or you have a shtender, and it broke, the leg fell off, you want to take a nail and bang it in, that's a malacha d'oraisa, right? That's, you're being misaken kli, you're fixing something which is broken, to be fixed. Zakt Rava, this is nira kimisake. It looks like you're being misake. Now you're not putting a nail into your glass. That's not what you're doing here. What you're doing is you have a kli which is tame. The kli is unusable. You can't use it. And now when you take it to the mikveh, presto, right? You stick it in the mikveh. Now all of a sudden it's a usable kli. That's exactly what misake is. You have a chair, it's broken. You're banging a nail. Oh, you went from a broken chair to a chair that works, or for that matter, any kli that you fix. So Zak Chazal, Zak Rava, if you take this kli and you bring it to the mikveh, and now it was unusable, and now you stick it in the mikveh, now it becomes usable, so now that's near it. It looks like you're misakein, because it went from a state of the inability to use it to the state of the ability to use it. And therefore, the halacha is its osur. So we have four reasons. One reason is because you may carry it. One reason is you may come to Schita, you'll squeeze it. One reason is you'll leave it sitting around and someone will use it. And the fourth reason is that it's near a kemisaken. It looks like you're fixing something. In fact, the Gemara, how about a person? How does a person go to the mikveh? So it's a similar halacha, near a kemaker. It looks like he's cooling himself off. It doesn't look like he's fixing, it looks like he's cooling himself off. Question. It's a little different than Noilad, because the idea here is that it looks like you're fixing something. Noilad is you're buying ice something, you know, you're extracting A from B, or you're making something. Although it does cross over. In other words, in Hilchas Muksa, when a kli is broken and it's usable in a different way, that's Noilad. But there it wasn't fixed. There it went, you had a shirt, it tore, it becomes a shmata now. So now that's Noilad. You now have a shmata. This is slightly different. So which reasons? All four reasons are asering kalim to go to the mikveh when from tuma to tahara. Zokter Rosh. So the Rosh is medayek in the Rif and the Ran. The Rif and the Ran leave out the two reasons of Shema Yavirena and Nira Kemisake. When they bring this halacha, they say you can't be toivel kalim if they're tomei. Why not? that they don't bring the reason of Shema Yavirana. They bring the reason of Schita, and they bring the reason of Shema Yasha. Maybe you're going to leave it over. So, Zakhtar Rosh, you know why they said those reasons? Because there comes out a big nafkamina between the different reasons. The nafkamina is, are you allowed to be toivel kalim on Shabbos in a mikveh? You buy a kli, you want to be toivel it, is it mutter or aser? Zakhtar Rosh, it's totally in these reasons. According to the reason of Rabba of Shemi Avirena, Dalet Amos Mishus HaRabim, that reason applies equally to being toivel kalim chadoshim, to being toivel a new kli. Because just as we're afraid, if I have a tameh kli, we're afraid, oh, you can't bring it to the mikvah because you're going to carry it in the street. Well, same thing. If I buy a new kli, I can't toivel it on Shabbos because I may come to carry it. So that reason certainly applies to kalim chadoshim. According to Rava, Nira Kemisakein, it's the same thing. It would apply to kalim chadoshim also. Because just like a kli which is tameh, and I put it in the mikvah, and it comes out, and now it's tahar, and now I could use the kli. So the chazal asserted, because it looks like you're being misaked. So same thing, I buy a kli at the store, and I bring it to home, and now I bring it to the mikvah on Shabbos. It was an unusable kli until I put it in the mikvah, and now, shite, I can now drink from it, I can eat from it, I can cut with it. So those two reasons will apply to kalim chadoshim, will apply to our tefilas kalim, our being tevil in the mikvah. However, Zakhtar Rosh, you know why the Rif and the Ran said the other reasons? Because the other reasons will allow you to be tevil kalim on Shabbos. Why? Else, mishum schita, schita is not shayach by kalim that are kli suda. Kli suda, vessels that are used at the meal are meant to get wet. The water comes off of it. It's not like a shirt that you're going to squeeze out. What are you going to squeeze? The fork? The knife? The becher? No such thing. So the reason, that reason, because Gzeir of Chazal from Tumah to Tahara applied, because there was a Schita issue. Schita applies system-wide from Tumah to Tahara. Kalim, food, Kalim, there's no Schita. That reason won't apply. And therefore, according to that reason, you'd be allowed to be Toivel Kalim Chadoshim. The reason of Shema Yasha, maybe you're going to Shema Yasha, maybe you're going to let it sit around. So very interesting. That reason is not going to apply either by Kalim Chadoshim. Why? The reason why we're afraid, Chazal were afraid to let you be toivel a kli that's tameh and wait for Shabbos is because it's going to sit around. And what happens if it sits around? Someone's going to use it. And what happens if someone uses it? It's a terrible takala. This person took a tameh kli, he thought it was tahar, he put his truma in it, he put his kachim in it, and guess what? You have truma tameh now, and unbeknownst to this person who just pulled something off the shelf, not realizing it, that it, you know, it was in the bag, it was in the Walmart bag because you weren't supposed to use it yet. That's right, you had no business using it, but he pulled it out, he brings it, he eats off of it, and now he was just metame his kachim, he was metame his truma. It's a terrible takala. Chazal said, no, don't wait for Shabbos, be toivel it right away. But what's the takala that's going to happen if you use a kli that was bought, a new kli, you bought from a guy, and you weren't toiveling? So what's going to happen? You have a chmeis, you bought a schnapps glass at the airport, right? That says on it, you know, Alaska. Okay? So you bring it home, you leave it out there, you're sitting around, and now someone takes the schnapps cup and drinks out of it. So what happened? The schnapps is tameh? No. The halacha is a kli, a vessel, which was not toiveled, will never aser the food. You're not allowed to drink from it. In other words, if someone put orange juice in a glass, a new glass that you brought home from the airport, and put orange juice in it and drank out of it, the orange juice is kosher. If you realize, hey, don't use that glass, I never toiveled it yet, so you take the orange juice and pour it into something else, even if it was heated. If you bought a new pot, you forgot to toivel the pot, and someone cooked, you know, chicken soup for Shabbos in it. Now, look, the soup is not treif. You just pour the soup out, put it into another kli, which you'll do anyway by a pot, you'll put it in a bowl, and eat the soup. You don't aser the food. The iser by tvila is you're not allowed to eat out of a kli that wasn't toivel, but that's not an iser, that's just a bitul aseh. You should have toiveled it. You didn't toivel it, so go back to the you cook something you put something in a glass. It could have been hot tea in a glass. There's no blius iser by tvila. A bazai, Zakhtar Rosh, this takana won't apply to kelim chadashim. By truma and kachim, they were afraid of a takala. You're going to ruin the food. Someone's going to eat tamei food. But what's so terrible here? Okay, you shouldn't do it l'chachila. You shouldn't leave around a kli that someone should use. Don't buy a glass in the airport. Put it in your pantry so someone takes it. That's wrong. Of course you shouldn't do it. But to go make a takana, don't be toivel on Shabbos because you're going to leave it around. So I'm going to make a whole takana for what? To protect me from what? From an iser? There's no iser per se. It's not like something which is tamei. So abazai zakta rosh. Therefore, according to this reason of leaving it around, you'd be allowed to toivel kelim on Shabbos. So therefore, we have a machloikas rishonim based on the machloikas amayroim. Is it mutter to be toivel kelim on Shabbos? According to the madamrim who hold that we're afraid you're going to leave it around, or schita, that it would be mutter. That's a din in tumen tahara, but it's not a din in kelim chadashim, in a new kli that I buy. And therefore, according to those amayroim, it would be mutter to toivel kelim on Shabbos. And therefore, according to the Ran and the Rif, who bring those reasons, it would be mutter to be toivel kelim on Shabbos. Zakter Rosh, there are other Rishayim who hold that the Ikar reasons are the other reasons. Shabbi Avirena, that applies here. That's certainly going to apply here. Nira Kemisakein, that's certainly going to apply here. And therefore, according to those Rishayim, the halacha is it's going to be also to be toivel kelim on Shabbos. Now, Derech Agav, I wanted to say that perhaps the Ran, who did not bring the reason of Shemi Avirena, is going l'shita say from another Ran. The Ran himself. Because the Ran himself asked a kasha. Why don't we say, famous kasha, why don't we say Shemi Avirena dalan amis b'shus harabim by Mila? The halacha is that Mila is Lecha Shabbos. So the halacha is that we know you could do a bris Mila. It's Hashem and our shul, Bez Hashem, will have a bris this coming Shabbos. So why don't we say, we're afraid the mile is going to carry. Why don't we say that? So there's a famous teretz that is kasha, the Taz's teretz. The Taz answers because any place it was Xeris HaKosov, wherever there's Xeris HaKosov, wherever the Torah said that you're allowed to do something, Chazal never came to Aser it. So Rosh Hashanah, Shaifer, the Torah never says blow Shaifer on Shabbos. They say blow Shaifer. Comes Chazal, don't blow it on Shabbos. Sukkah, Luv and Esrog, Torah never says, take Luv and Esrog on Shabbos. Torah says, take Luv and Esrog on Chamish Asar, on the 15th day of Tishrei. So Shabbos, don't do it. But Mila, the Torah, we have a Riboy in Parshas Tazria, we're Marbe, that you could do a Mila. So Chazal never rescinded that. That's the famous Teretz. But the Ran, before the Taz answered this Kasha, the Ran was a Rishon, the Ran answered this same Kasha in the following manner. He said, the only time Gzeira Shema Yavirena, Dalan Amos, who said, is only where Hakol Terudin by. It's only where people are Torud in the mitzvah. But if only individuals are performing the mitzvah, Yechidim, there's no Gzeira Shema Yavirena. What does that mean? That means that by Shofar, you know why you can't blow Shofar on Shabbos? Because Shema Yavirena, because somebody's going to carry in the street. Me, I'm not going to stop him. I'm busy with my mitzvah. I got to blow shofar. The whole shtut, the whole Klal Yisrael is blowing shofar. Some Baal Takeah somewhere, a rookie Baal Takeah that wants to learn better how to blow, he's going to carry in the street and no one's going to chop. He's going to walk in the street, Dalan Amos, everybody's busy running to shofar. Sukkah, Lulav and Esrog, everybody's tarred in Lulav and Esrog. Purim, everybody's tarred in Mikra Megillah. Zakhtaran, Mila, I'm not a cult shooter, but how many brisim are there this Shabbos in town? One, two, three, the rest of the city is not tarud. So if the mile was to go out in the street and maybe carry, I'll stop him. You'll stop him. I'm not making a bris to Shabbos. You're not making a bris. We're not so busy. So Zakhtar Ran, the only time Shema Yavirena is said is only in a case where the whole shtut, the whole Klal Yisrael are busy with the mitzvah. Abazai, so that fits in very nice with the Ran. So therefore, by Mila, you don't say it. So the Ran is l'shita say. It works out very good. By Kalim, the Rabbah says, you know why you can't be Tavel Kalim from Tamei to become Tar on Shabbos? Because Shemi Aviren and Dalar Amis just a Rabbim. The Ran doesn't say that reason l'halacha. You know why? Because the Ran would hold that reason doesn't apply in the case of Tilas Kalim. Why not? How many people are Tavel Kalim on Shabbos? Five people have Kalim? 10 people have Kalim? According to the Ran, if someone were to carry in the street, because they have kelim to be toivel, So you come along and stop him. He would be stopped before he had a chance to move with it. Hakol Cherudim by. Everybody's tired of the mitzvah. Abazoi, there's no reason for the takana. So Rabbi Zalashita say, and Rabbi therefore holds by answers by Mila. The Ran answers by Mila. The Ran is Zalashita say, by Mila there's no takana, because only a few people are involved. By Kalim, only a few people are involved. And therefore the halacha is, the Ran left the halacha out. Yes. Why not? Everybody has the mitzvah. Yeah, but that's still half. You have half a Kal Yisrael. He means Hakol means you have enough people that are tarred. Correct. So in other words, you're right. So you're right. But the Ran donned within that teretz. There was the Ran said that teretz won't apply to Mila for this reason. Maybe he didn't say it in Rabbah. He said it Alain. In other words, why didn't Kal Yisrael take on Rabbah Svara in that case? Now, Derech Agav, just as I've said this Cheshek Shleima many times, and perhaps even in substituting for my friend in a shir, but the Cheshek Shleima says on this Ran, a Gevaldika Chiddush, he talks about a Bar Mitzvah Bacher on Shushan Purim when it falls out on Shabbos. Let's say you have a Yushalmi Bacher, a Bar Mitzvah. His Bar Mitzvah is on Shushan Purim, Tesvav Adar. And now, so Yushalayim reads the Megillah on Yudalid, like the rest of the world, like everybody else, on Yudalid Friday, right? When Purim falls out on Friday, and then in Eretz Yisrael, in Yushalayim, it's on Shabbos, they can't read the Megillah, they should read it on Friday. Now, how is this kid Yaitza Megillah on Friday? His Bar Mitzvah is on Shabbos. So, Bishlama Yushalmi Yid, his Bar Mitzvah, a regular adult. So Chazal said, listen, read it on Yudalid. You can't read it on Tezvav, read it on Yudalid. But this Bar Mitzvah Bacher has a Chiyuv as a gadol, because his bar mitzvah is tesvav. He has a chiyuv as an adult. So how could he be mighty himself in Megillah on Yudalit when he's a katan? In other words, his chayvus comes on tesvav in the morning when he's a gadol. So how could he be yitzah on Yudalit? So you can say, well, what's the kid supposed to do? I mean, they moved, it's Yudalit. So the Cheshek Shleima, I'll tell you, according to the Ran, let the five Yushalmi bar mitzvah bacharim on that day lay Megillah. What are you afraid? That Shemi Avir Dal Amshus Haram. Well, how many kids of Bar Mitzvah on Tezvav Adar of the year when that Purim is Shabbos? How many kids? A handful of people. The same number of people who are making a bris. So he goes and he says that, is it Pshat Emei Takana? They asserted? Or is it, he really goes on, did they move, were they Oiker the day? In other words, if you learn they were Oiker the day from Tezvav to Yodalad, then the Kasha doesn't start. Because now the new day of Mikra Megillah and Shalayim is Yudalid. On Yudalid he's a cotton. He's only Mechuyev as a cotton. But he says, but if you learn, if Shad is the Iker day, still Tezvav, then you run into this problem. So he proposes, let the Bar Mitzvah Bachram lay on Tezvav. In the end, he says, no, that's not going to happen. But you see that he uses the Svara of the Ran in a Chiddushdik way to say, look, if it's only a handful of people, there's no Isser. And that's why there's no Isser by Tzilas Kalim, and that's why there's no Isser by Mila, and that's why perhaps there's no Isser by Bar Mitzvah Bacher, who becomes Bar Mitzvah on Tezvav Adar in Yerushalayim. Well, once, I mean, Lemaisa, I think the way Chazal would work such a takana is that you go by the way Chazal or Kaveya. In other words, I rabbi, you see the Bir Aloha Esakasha, why do we say Shemi Aviren nowadays? Right? If you have a city with an Erev, then there's no Shemi Aviren. What's the Shemi Aviren? That's not what he says. He says if there's no Rosh Hashanah in Atayra anymore, which is what city Erev in or Saimachan, the fact that the Rabbanon, so what's the Takana? Takanas are only on Dairaisas. Why am I making Takana? What, am I carrying the street? There's no Rosh Hashanah nowadays anyway. That's the Bir Aloha Esakasha. So Afal Pikein, you know, the Teretz of Bir Halacha, everybody asks, what does Bir Halacha mean? It's Takanas Chazal. How can we undo it? That's the way is to fa'emfer to the Bir Halacha. That, why do you ask such a kasha? But you see, the bottom line is the Chazal were kaveyed, the way they kaveyed, and the kviyas remained as is. So what's the Halacha L'maisa? So Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Chav Gimel Siv Zayin says as follows in Archayim. Mutu lahatvil klichadosh hata'un tefillah. It's permissible to be toivel a new kli that needs tefillah. So he holds his mutter. V'yesh oisrim. And there are those that aser. So he brings both days of Rishayim. And he brings two days. So the paiskim go. It's like the second day that he really means to aser. but he really comes out lemaskana Yerushamayim Yotzi de Kulam. Someone who's a Yerushamayim is Yotzi all the shittas. V'yitein hakli le'ena Yehudi. He gives the kli to a guy. He gives a simple etzah. Why don't start dealing with the shaila? Go to your guy, your neighbor. Say, listen, I'm giving you a present. Here, I got this silver knife. Oh, beautiful. Give it to him. Here's your present. And then, can I borrow it? I need it for Shabbos. You don't need it. I need it for Shabbos. Okay, he lends it to you. So now you're using a borrowed kli, borrowed from a guy. He does not chayv in tefillah. And then, after Shabbos, you'll take it back and you'll go tevel it. Simple eitzah. That's all you need to do. Now, the Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam, interesting, says in Hilchas Shabbos, he says the reason why you cannot be tevel kalim is because of tikkun kli. You know, he's going from tumah tahara. He gives that reason. You're fixing it. It's nirak misakin. In Hilchas Yontif, Dr. Rambam, we're afraid you're gonna leave it around. He gives two different reasons: one Hilchas Shabbos, one Hilchas Yontif. So the Marsha in Masechta Beya Daf Yud Ches is medayik. Why did the Rambam give a different reason in Hilchas Yontif? Why didn't he say the same reason? Why should Shabbos Yontif be different? There are four reasons in Gemara, so pick a reason and stick with it. Why did the Rambam switch? Yeah, I mean, you have a Gemara, but you have a Pasuk, you have a Gemara that seems to darshan it straight away. A metal, it seems to be, you know, it's a ribu akasav, it's not just an asmachta. So, Zokta Marsha, Betvilas Kalim Chadoshim, Yontav Hikilu, that the Rambam wanted to be makel, that a new kli, you should be able to take it, be toivel Yontav, therefore he gave the reason that doesn't apply. In other words, by Yontav, in Hilchas Yontav, he writes, we're afraid you're going to let it sit around. That reason doesn't apply to Kalim Chadoshim, as we said earlier. And therefore, in other words, the Rambam wanted you that Yontif, we see that certain halachas of preparing Eichel Nefesh or Mutter, so the Rambam left his Pesach open that Yontif, you can be Tevel Kalim. The Shartzian brings also a Prima Gadim that says Yontif, does it sad to Lahakal? And therefore, so you see Shabbos were Machmir, Yerei Shamayim should be Yotzei Yidei Kula, but Yontif, if a person had a Tzairich, there'd be a bigger tzad l'hakol. Chai Adam says, give it to a guy like Shulchan Aruch, and he even says, if it's a yevsher, totally, if it's impossible, all the eitzes, we'll see another eitz in a moment, but if all the eitzes are impossible, zok to Chai Adam, then you could even be toivel on Shabbos, like the other shittas that hold its mutter. So the bottom line, l'halakha l'maisa is, that it's really, you shouldn't do it, you'd better give it to a guy. Yontif, we're more mekel. Shabbos, if you don't have a guy that's available, the other eitzah doesn't work, this is if pshat is you want to use a nicer becher, you want to use a nicer knife. So, you know, there's no heter. But pshat is, your pashat stuck somewhere. Your only eitza is, without being tavel kalim, there's no guy to give it to. So, chayodam, you'd have a tzad to be mekel. Now, we have to go back there. Now, Zakhtar Ramah, another eitza. Imu kli sharoi lemalois by mayim, yimalenu mayim. If it's a kli that's fit to fill with water, fill it with water. Mina mikvah, but also like tefillah. Dr. Amal, I'll give you another eitzah. And that is that, you know what? It's very simple. You got new glasses? Someone brought you a glass. They flew in, you know, they got you this glass. And now you come and you want to use it on Shabbos. So, very simple. Go to the mikvah. Right? Go right, kale mikvah right here, right outside. You know, stick it in. Take a cup of water. Don't. In other words, don't look like you're toivel. You know, roll up your sleeves. You're thirsty. A day like, you know, what is 100 degrees today? You're thirsty. You're sitting here in the parking lot. You want a drink, so take the glass, walk over, and you know, just fill it up, and you know, walk away with it. Now, Ramad doesn't say you have to actually drink it, right? You just have to look like you're taking water for a drink. So go, you know, take a cup, look at it, you know, walk to your house. Whatever it is, of course, obviously we're talking in a city with an Erev. There's no Erev for Shteitzach. You can't do this, so you can only be Tevelit inside. But that's what you could do. Zokta Gos Maimonis, what's the... What's that? We're going to see exactly. So Zokta Gos Maimonis, he says it's Doime Lenira Kemekar, which means that it's similar to the din of Nira Kamekar. What's Nira Kamekar? So the Gemara in Beya said, what's the heter for some for someone to be toivel? For from Tomei, an Isha to be toivel in a mikvah, what's the heter there? It's Yerka Misakein. The person's going from a state of being Tomei to a state of being Tar. The halacha is, we see there's a din of Nirika Maker. There's a din of, it looks like you're cooling yourself off. You're not going from Tumat Tar. You're hot. It's a hot day. So it's mutter to go be Tomei. The Gemara then goes through, what if it's winter time? The Gemara goes through a whole din there. So Zakta goes, Maimon, it's the same idea. In other words, just like by Tefillah of people. You could be, really, it's also Nirka Misake, but you could be Toivel if there's a tzad that you're doing something else. It looks like you're cooling off. So too, if you have a glass, or you have a vessel that fills up with water, it looks like you're filling it up to drink from. So Rabbi Ribiat, in his Sefer and Hilchos Shabbos, gives a gevaldic explanation to what this means. He says like this, what kind of shtick is this over here? In other words, he's coming to Bavar and the Kasha. I mean, come on. You're going to the mikvah, you're putting water in it, you're being toivel. Le maisa, you're being misakin a kli. You're making a kli that you couldn't drink from 5 minutes ago, and now it goes to the mikvah, now take it home and drink from it. So what's the shtick? How do you get away with this? So Rubiet says, Gevaldik, this is not an isser of being misakin something. In other words, if you had a chair that broke, you had a shtender that broke, it needs a nail. Oh, you know, I'll just put a nail on top of it, and I'll take a walk over it, and the nail will go pushing into the shtender. Is that mutter? Of course it's osir. Because there you're bepoil being misakin in the kli. So it will be osir to do that, even though, well, I just took a walk. It's osir to do that. But here, you're not being misakin something. It's nirik misakin. It looks like you're being misakin something. If you could undo the look, you could undo the appearance. That's all you need to undo. And even if no one's standing around, it doesn't matter. You could be alone, you know, in a mikveh somewhere. It's nearer to you. What does it look like to you? What is the appearance of the action? It's not exactly a Marisayan Dikadin. It looks like, it has the appearance. Today you'll fix this. Tomorrow you'll come to fix this. If you can get around the nira, if you can make it that it doesn't look like you're fixing something, then you've fixed the problem. You've fixed the potential isser. So Zakra Viru, yeah, very good. You have a kli. You can't bring it to the mikvah because it's going to look like you're fixing it. But if I go and I get a cup of water, now what does it look like I'm doing? It looks like I'm taking a drink. Oh, it looks like taking a drink. There's no isser. You've undone the nira. You've undone the appearance. And therefore, the halacha is its mutter. So you're not muttering an isser. Chasrom, something which is blatantly usser. You can't fix even if it's nonchalantly done in a roundabout way that doesn't look like the isser. If you did the isser, you did the isser. There's no heter to do an isser in a nonchalant manner. But there is no isser to un-nira-ize something, so to speak, to take off to what it looks like. And therefore, the halacha is, if you could get around that, the halacha is its mutter to be toivel the kli in such a manner. So now we have our Amaz Eitza. If it's a kli that you're able to fill up, obviously it won't work by a knife, because a knife you can't fill up. This Eitza only works by something that you could fill up and drink from. Zakta Magan Avram, the Einay Mevarech. What happens? You have a glass. You got this new glass. You want to be tayvul with Shabbos. You want to do this Eitza. Go to the mikvah, fill it up with water. Look like you're drinking. Mutter. But do you make a bracha? Right? Lemaisa, you're being tayvul a kli. Lemaisa, you're doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah asay that we learn out of the parsha of being tayvul kalim. By glass, it would be the Rabbanon. Let's say it's a metal, a becher not made. A made in China becher. Right? So now you have to be toivel it. So it's Chiv Deraisa. So Achtemagan Avram, you do this shtick with mutter, you bring it to the mikvah to drink from, don't make a bracha. Why? The oz ainay mukach she'oise l'shem tefillah. Because then it's not mukach, it's not clear that you're doing it, then it looks like you're doing it l'shem tefillah. In other words, Zakta Magan Avram, and Chayotim writes this also, you blew your cover, right? If you bring it to the mikvah, and you say, well, I'm just taking a drink here. Well, I mean, if you make a shakon li'ibid varai, so great. But if you make an al tefilas kalim, so now, what did you just do? So it's vaiter, it's nirik and misake. You're not filling this thing for a drink. You're filling this thing, it's becher, in order to be toivel, because I just heard you make the bracha. So Zakta Magan Avram, don't make the bracha. Frektabir halacha, I don't understand. In Yaradeya, in Hilchas Tefillah, muteres litvol b'Shabbos. Allah is an ish is allowed to be toivol on Shabbos. The nirika maker looks like she's cooling herself off. Ve'ein echad min ha'paiskim kasav dafka b'li bracha. There's no paisik that holds that you shouldn't make a bracha. Rather, there's a Chuvas Har Carmel that says you should make the bracha malachash. Say it quietly, right? But you know that's a chiddush. But don't. No one says don't make a bracha there. So if the lumdus, as we saw from the Gos Maimonides, the heter of putting a kli in a mikvah like you're drinking is the same heter of being toivel, a person in the mikvah, because it's near a kamekar, looks like you're cooling yourself off. So in both cases, you see over there, you allow a bracha. So over here, what's the problem? Why can't I make a bracha here either? It's also near kamesaket. It's the same issue. So the Gemara says it's near kamekar. What's that? Say, so, yeah, you know, as you're going from a state of tumah taharas, it's near a kamesaket. It looks like it's a, even though it's not a kli, it's the same idea. You're going from a state of iser to heter. It's near a kamesaket. And she does make the bracha. So frek the bir alocha on the magen of, frek the mishabur on the magen of Ram. Why is the magen of Ram answering a bracha here? L'chaira, we see in Hilchas Tefillah that there's no iser making a bracha. What's the difference? Zok the bir halacha. It's totally in a machalikas rishainim. Which makes a gavaldika machalikas rishainim. And it is a machlekes rishayim, and with that machlekes, we can understand the machlekes between the Magen Avraham and what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The halacha is to compare Shigemara in Yevamos. Tfilas ger is asur on Shabbos. Fair Shigemara. Tfilas a ger. Someone wants to become a ger, right? They go through the steps. They had the milah already, and they had the kabbalas hamitzvahs, and now they're going to be toivel. When they're toivel, they become a yid. The halacha is you can't do it on Shabbos. Zok taitzus in Yevamos. Why not? Dibra maschel tekune mem amid beis in Yevamos. Afal gav dele inyan tuma shari litvail. Even though someone who's tame is allowed to be toivel in the mikvah. Mishum da adam nira kamekar. Because it looks like you're cooling off. Shaini hacha. The boy shnei tamidei chachamim lamayit esle b'shas tefillah. Lo idiyah ha-mitzvahs. You need two Tamil Chachamim that obey the mitzvahs, and therefore, it's not near a kamekar. Zok taitzvus, you have two, you know, it's one thing, someone's toivel, here they're toivel, they're saying the mitzvahs, they're makabal keiris, it's a whole ceremony here. So there's no near a kamekar, the near a kamekar is out the window. Zok taitzvus, no tefillah's ger on Shabbos, you can't become a ger on Shabbos. Zok the Rambam, a different reason. The Rambam says, you know why you can't be toivel on a ger on Shabbos? Hoyl v'hadavar tzaruch beistin. Geirus needs a beistin. There's a beistin that looks b'shas tefillah. Beistin doesn't meet on Shabbos, so it's a technical problem here. There's no geirus on Shabbos because there's no beistin. Beistin doesn't meet on Shabbos. You can't have a geirus. Zokta beis Yosef. He says on the Rambam, why didn't the Rambam like the reason of Taisvus? Why does the Rambam have to come on to a more general svara of beistin? We need a beis din. It's a more of a formal terrace. A beis din has to meet. So a beis din doesn't meet on Shabbos. That's more zaitik. Say the simple reason. You can't do it because the nirka maker's out the window. Because you're not else the din of what they did in meeting on Shabbos. Else the din of this, there's all these talmid chachamim standing there that are making a whole ceremony out of it. Why not say that reason? Vaisachois, the Rambam holds that will not undo the nirka maker. So what if two people are standing there watching what he's doing? So what if they're being medea in mitzvah? So what if you have a whole ceremony? So what? You could still say nira kamekar. So zok tibir halacha gevaldik. The Rambam says that nira kamekar, that when you go be toivel, it looks like you're cooling yourself off, is only ruined if the etzem tefillah itself has a chsaron. For example, the Gemara asks, what do you do in the wintertime? There's no nira kamekar. When it's 10 degrees outside, so you say nira kamekar, you're going to cool off. You're not going to cool off. That's bad. And the tefillah itself, it doesn't look like you're cooling off because it's 10 degrees outside. So of course that doesn't work. But where there's a zaitika reason, there's something peripheral going on. There's tamid chachamim there. That's not going to undo it. The bottom line is the perker goes in, nira kamekar. You're not going to ruin it by something else happening. Two Tamil Chachamim won't ruin the Nirika Maker. The Mishnah Berurah holds like the Svara. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah argues on the Magen Avraham and says, I'm going to go like the Rambam Svara that says he, the reason why Tefillah Sekeira doesn't work is a technical problem that Beis Din doesn't meet. Okay, it's fine. But the reason of that it's a problem of Yerun the Nirka maker, you don't have that reason. Abazai, the peripheral bracha that you make when you tovel a kli in a funny way, you take the kli, bring it to the mikveh to fill up to drink. So what if you tovel? So what if you make a bracha? The bracha zaitik, it's a side issue. It doesn't impact on the etzem tefillah itself. The etzem tefillah looks like you're it doesn't look like you're near. It looks like you're taking a drink. Therefore, there's no problem. Hashenkin Taisvis is going to go like the Magen Avram. It's like the Bir Halacha. The Magen Avram holds, the Taisvis held, even a side reason, such as Talmid Chachamim standing there, are going to ruin the tefillah. It's now not going to look any more near a kamekar. So too, if you make a bracha, it's like the Magen Avram, the Halacha is, it will ruin the secret, and therefore there's no more, it looks like you're filling up a cup, and therefore, according to Magen Avram, it's usur. You don't make a bracha. So we have machlekes achrayinim based on machlekes rishayinim whether or not when you put it in and you fill it with water and it looks like you're taking a drink, whether you make a bracha. The Magen Avraham holds that you would not make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you could. The Mishnah in Shkolim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, and Yerushalmi on the Shkolim, tells us, Ein hatoyrem nichnas loy bepargud chafus. The person who went in to the lishka that had the money in the Beis Hamikdash did not go with hems. V'loy b'minol, v'loy b'sandal, he didn't wear shoes, he didn't wear a sandal. V'loy b'tfilin, v'loy b'kamiyah, he didn't wear tfilin, he didn't wear a kamiyah, an amulet. Nothing closed. He couldn't wear anything closed. Why? Shema ye'ani. Maybe he's going to become poor. The Yaimru, and people will say, May Oven Halishka Hayani. You know why you got poor? Because you're a ganav. Because you went in there with the tefillin. We know that you took the tefillin, had open tops, you slipped in money from the lishka, and that's why the Baruch Shalom got you. You had a hem in your pants, you slipped a $50 bill, $100 bill in there on your way out, the Baruch Shalom paid you back good. Shema Yashir, okay, maybe you'll become wealthy. The Yaimru, Mitrumas Halishka. You know why this guy's wealthy? Because he works at Trumas Halishka. He skims off from there. He walks out. Don't do any such thing. Lefisha Adam Tsarach Lotseis Yidei Abriyais. Kederach Shatsarach Lotseis Yidei Hamakim. A person has to be good in the eyes of people and good in the eyes of Yidei Hamakim. Shenemar. As the Pasuk says, V'yisim Nekiyim, Me Hashem U'mi Yisrael. As the Pasuk says in the Parsha, you should be naki, you should be clean in the eyes of Hashem. You should be pure in the eyes of Hashem. Umi Yisrael. V'oimer, Zakti Yerushalmi, U'matzachein v'seichel toiv, be'enei elikim v'adam. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei that we say in benching. The pasuk is based in benching on this. The pasuk does, U'matzachein v'seichel toiv, be'enei elikim v'adam. You should find favor in the eyes of elikim, in the eyes of Ribbono Shel Olam, and v'adam. So the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos in Shkolim asks Akasha, "What do I need a second pasuk for? A pasuk in the Parsha, V'yisim Nekiyim Me Hashem Umi Yisrael. What do I need a pasuk in Mishlei that tells me the same thing? The Gemara is darshening Halacha L'Maisa. Don't wear pockets when you go into the lishka. We're learning it out of the pasuk V'yisim Nekiyim. That's enough. What do I need a pasuk in Mishlei for?" So he says as follows. Says the chshad by Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain. Where was this pasuk said? V'yisim Nekiyim. It was said when Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain wanted to be Be'er Yarden, so they wanted land. So Moshe Rabbeinu was said, if you're not going to fight, then it's not going to look good. It's going to be a problem. V'yisim Nekiyim. You should look good in the eyes of Hashem and Yisrael. So the Pharisees Yisrael, in that case, they were doing something on their own. They were doing something abnormal. Everyone was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Comes along, but they go to Reuven. We want to be on Eivar Yarden. Oh, you want to do something different? Zok the Torah. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yisim Nekiyim. Don't let anybody be chayshed. You should fight with us. You should be part of us. Don't do anything wrong. Farshteitzach, it's understood when a person does something that's not the norm, that's something different. That's when V'yisim Nekiyim. That I understand, that I learn out of the Parsha. if you do something different, explain yourself. Make sure it's clear. Fight with Klal Yisrael. Don't deviate in a way that you're not going to be knocking me Hashem and Yisrael. But if I walk into the Lishka, if I walk to get the Truma, and what am I wearing? I'm wearing pants with a hem. I mean, what did I do different than everybody else? I have tefillin on. Of course I have tefillin. People wore tefillin all day. What did I do? I wore a kamiya. People wear kamiyas. I'm not doing anything different. I'm not doing anything abnormal. I'm not doing anything abnormal. So too bad on him. What, he thinks I do something wrong? He thinks I'm a ganav? What did I do? I didn't come in with a Brinks truck to the Lishka. I didn't come in with money bags. Of course that would be a problem. I just wore my regular clothes. So therefore, I don't care what you think. What's it? What? Too bad. Zok Mishle. That's the Gzeres HaKosov that the Yerushalmi brings. U'matzachein v'seichel toiv v'ein elekiv v'adam. A person should bend over backwards. Even if it's they do something that's normal, but that what I'm doing, because I'm walking in to the Lishka, someone is going to think that I chas v'shalom stole. Chas v'shalom, they're going to think I'm doing something wrong. There are two examples of this. One in a Maisa, in a Tshuva and Rer Maisha, and one, as we'll see, in a Sheva Brachas Vart that was set over. The example of a Matzachem V'Seichel Toiv is in a Tshuva for a Maisha. Or a Chayim Simen Sadi Vav, which is really a Shir in its own right. Rer Maisha would drive to Shul after the Zman of Lichbenshik. Famous Tshuva. And a woman wrote him and said, it looks like you're being Michal Shabbos. It looks like you're being Michal Shabbos. So Rav Moshe goes through a whole tshuva to explain that there's no Maris Ayin, and really the Yisim Nekiim is the basis of the Dinam of Maris Ayin. That's where it's learned from. Rav Moshe goes to explain Maris Ayin is when someone knows the halacha, but they think I'm doing something wrong. In other words, if you have wet laundry, or you have a wet baguette, a wet clothes, and you want to hang it up, can't do it. Maris Ayin, someone's going to think you did laundry on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to hang up wet clothes, even b'chayv yichadam, even in your own house. Marasayan, it looks bad. That's where someone's going to walk by and it's going to say, this person does laundry. They know the halacha, you don't do laundry. I know the halacha, you know the halacha. They're going to think, I launder my clothes. Don't hang up clothing. Their toast is in the maisa, zakra maisha. When someone has a toast in the halacha, there's no marasayan. So here the halacha is, men are allowed to do malacha up until shkia. So of course they should do a couple minutes before shkia in case their watch is off. Or this man where the shki is in town, exactly, your luach exact for your location. But lemaisa, you could do till shortly before shkia, you could do malacha. So zakra maisha, what's the marasayan here? Lemaisa malacha, I could drive to shul. Zakra maisha, avalasais dover heter mefursam b'shvil eze anoshim sheyitu leefshar, mikol makayim, kivin shekaisiv sheyesh chas v'sholom kilkel leeze anoshim v'anoshim. Zakra Maisha, but it might come out a kilkel. Someone is going to see me that maybe they're thinking that you could be Michal Shabbos. They're going to learn something wrong from me. Sheyidmu sheyesh pazeh zilzel. So therefore, Ereshal Elisa oid bekar mishas halakas aneiris. Therefore, I will see to it, Zakra Maisha, that I'm not going to go. That umot zachem v'seichal toiv. Maisha went beyond the call of duty, so to speak. The chas v'shalom if a kilkel would come out. Right, so Musa Haskell is that sometimes we do actions and we say, yeah, you know, too bad. I don't care what they think. They'll learn, well, let them ask, let them think. Zakra Maisha in this Maisa and Zakta Tveres Yisrael, no. If someone could come out indirectly from the actions that you're doing, whether it's in business, in Dinei Mamonis, as we see in the Mishnah Shkolim, whether it's in Halachas, whatever it might be, a person should remain Nisim Nekiyim. And even if it's something that you didn't have to do, Dr. Tiferes Yisrael, you're just acting normal. But based on, I'm acting normal, but right now, at this time, the way I'm acting looks fishy. So explain yourself. The Yisim Nekiyim, go out of your way to make sure, not only explain yourself, go out of your way, your actions should be naki, should be clean, that no one should learn out something wrong. L'chaira, this yisoid is vital in a person's parnasa. The Pasuk tells us, Paiseach HaSadecha, which means the Pashup Shad, Ribbono Shel Olam, satisfy the desire of every living being, of what L'chol Chai Rotzayim, what a person needs, what our needs are. So Reb Schwab, Zichron Tzadok Livracha, in his Pirush on the Siddur, tells over that at his Sheva Brachas, in 1931, someone named Marcus Hirsch, a grandson of Reb Shamsha Falhirsch said over in the name of his Zayda that he had heard it as a child. That his Zayda, Reb Shamsha Falhirsch, was walking with him and he told him a different pshat in this pasuk. And this Marcus Hirsch told this over at Reb Schwab's Shavu Brachas. He says, Amar Diki Yisayd, the livelihood of a person is based on the favor that you find in the eyes of others. No matter what your profession is, you could be a salesman, certainly a salesman, has to find favor. If they like you, they'll buy from you. If they don't like you, they won't buy. But even any professor who works in a university, a beggar, whatever your parnasa is, whatever it is, the way you succeed is because you find favor in the eyes of your colleagues, of your boss, of your clients, of your customers, whoever it might be. He says, that's why, Rav Hirsch explained, sometimes you have painters. They paint unbelievable paintings, and yet they're not matzliach b'chayav. Nobody cares, no one buys, they die penniless. And then these painters, lachar, after they die, they're auctioned tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. What happened? What happened? Why didn't they buy it b'chayav? The Heretz says, because b'chayav, this painter was a shtickle obnoxious. No one wanted to deal with him. His midos, he was off color. Ugh, I'm not going to deal with this guy. He wasn't matzliach. But his paintings were oyam and naira. Well, he dies. No one has to deal with him anymore. You deal with the auctioneer, a machaya. You come in, oh, look at this work of art. He lacked the chain. So his paintings never sold. Alachar Misa. His paintings were gewaldic. Because it was there. It says, this, Zakhar Shem Shafal Hirsch, is a nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time a person succeeds in a business deal or anything, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They always talk about trends or what's in. What's in style? When your person makes this, the style, I'm not talking about clothing now, whatever it might be, you got your hands on something that happened to become the right thing, everybody got into it, or you were able to sell it to somebody, they liked what you had. You read about historically about people who became entrepreneurs, they became great people financially. What happened? They had the right breaks here, and they met the right person there, and they knew somebody if it's in the army that they from this office, or they worked in a previous office with somebody, and then they got together with him, and they came up with this chap and that chap, and they ended up on some ad that worked, and it was just at that time that was necessary. Everything worked out. All of a sudden, the guy's a millionaire. We daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. Rotzayn is that people should be rotzayn what I have. Rotzayn b'roiv echav, as it says in Megillas Esther. What I have, what I have to offer, is wanted by other people. If people like it. People like to see me. People like to speak to me. People like to buy from me. People like to hire me. A person doesn't have that rotzayn. A person doesn't have that chaim. They're very often, lo'aleinu, they're not matzliach, because no one wants to deal with them. No one wants to give them the break. No one wants to give them that opportunity. So I think that's pshat. It is umatzach chein v'seichel toiv, that a person who's v'isim nekiyim, and in particular we see how this ties in to parnasa, and it ties into mammonis, as the Mishnah darshan in this. Nageya dinei mammonis, it says, you're yashir, you're yeani, people are going to have tainas on you. They think you stole. Umatzach chein, a person who works at his chein, a person recognizes his shortcomings, a person works on his midos, so that he's able to deal with other people, so that he's nice to other people, so that he's friendly to other people. People he works with, at work, a guy, a yid, a frum, fry, makes no difference. That chein, the umatzach chein that Ribbono Shel Olam gives us, is mezakeh us. With the Paiseach Es Yadecha, Umaspiel L'chol Chai Rotzai, and it allows us to be Rotzai, B'roiv Echav, and it allows us to be Matzliach. With Matas and Masei, is the longest Parsha, the longest laning, two Parshas together, and it also has the longest Aliyah that we lane, the longest Aliyah in Psukim. 72 Psukim, Revi, the longest Aliyah that we ever have. What's the connection between the end of Matas at the beginning of Masseh? It's interesting, you look at the connector aliyahs, there's seven of them. that we have double parshas. So some of them are obvious. When the connection comes, it's always Revi that connects the parshas. And connections are obvious. Vayakab Akude, it's easy. Mishkan to Mishkan. Tazvi Mitzayra, Saras, the whole Aliyah, the whole Smichas is about Saras. What's the connection between the end of Matos and the beginning of Maaseh? So I think it's as follows. Pasuk tells us, V'noiva cholach v'yilka, then the parasha of Matos, V'noiva cholach v'yilka es kenos ves b'nei seha, Noivach came, and he captured Kenos, Vayikra la Noivach Bishmai. He called it on his name. He called the city Noivach on his name. Zok Rashi, la einay mapik hay. The law always has a mapik hay. Here, there's no mapik hay. It's a law without a dogish in it. The Baal Turim says that only three times you have such a law, such a word. V'ra'isi zok Rashi, b'yisayi sh'r'mashi ha'darshan, l'fi sh'alei niskayim la shem zeh l'ficha churafa. Since it wasn't Mekuyim, it did not remain forever, this city. It went away, it didn't last, therefore law is without a dogesh in it. And as is explained, that it, therefore it's instead of being law, it becomes law, which is the Aramaic word for loy, as we know throughout Shas. And therefore it's law, which means vayikra law noivach. He called it, and no, it was not noivach, and for very long. It didn't last very long, and therefore law, it becomes the word no, and that's why it's law. Grata, the trup, derech agav, is a mercha kfula. There's only five mercha. We have a rare trup in the parsha, of course, the Yerech ben Yaimai, and the Karnei Paro, which is only one time in Chumash, but the mercha kfula is only five times. This is one of them. Pshat is, it's the same Yisoid. A mercha means it's weak. A mercha kfula is a double weakness. So there's a weakness over here. It didn't last. And therefore, the not only is it not a mapik hay, but it's also a mercha kfula, because it's symbolic of weak. Zok Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch, also we're saying twice for Hirsch, Noivach sought to erect for himself an eternal memorial in structures of wood and stone, but it doesn't work. The lesson, why do we care what he called the city? Who cares? The Teretz is a Yid's name is only perpetuated through Avodas Hashem, through Asiyas HaMitzvahs, through Torah Avodah, Gmilas Chasodim, not through naming. People always have a drive. They want to be remembered forever. So they put a name on something, on sticks or stones or rocks, and there, that's it. I'm there. My name is on the building. So I'm remembered forever. Zok Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch, that's the Musar. He wanted it to be forever. Zok Rashi, no, the Pasuk Medayik, it didn't last. It didn't last. Cities, names, buildings, it's all worthless. The only thing that lasts is a person's mitzvahs. That's the only thing. Nothing goes with him after 120. Only the Torah and the mitzvahs that he has. So this is really the beginning of the parsha of Maaseh. And that's the smichas. So Dr. Medrash Tanchuma, why do we care about all the stops of Klal Yisrael? Why are the places enumerated? The Teretz is because they accepted Bnei Yisrael in their midst. And Hashem will reward these Mekaymas. These places accepted Klal Yisrael in their midst to be there, to house them when they went through the Midbar. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward them in the future for the hospitality. So the pshat is the Musa Haskel is if these items, a desert, inanimate, sand, inanimate object, get schar, Allah has kama v'kama, a yid, who's Mekayim Gmilas Chasadim, a yid who does mitzvahs, a person who does something, who makes that conscious decision to do something, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay him back. His name will last forever in Shamayim L'Toiv. And therefore, that's the Smichas HaParshas. Noivach's Mahalach was the wrong Mahalach. You name a city, it's worthless. However, if Torah Mitzvah is upon what you do, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give schar, as the Medrash Tanchuma says. So let us see from here that the Ikar Tachas is Torah and Mitzvah that we do. That should be our goal. That should be our goal. That's going to last. Lachar Me'eva Esrim. And with that, Bez Hashem, we'll be Zeicha to Zechuyos for many years to come.